once again, it's on. Welcome, everybody. This is the third installment of our special edition quarantine episodes. This time I had the pleasure of speaking with a good buddy of mine, True Crockett, which if you heard episode 5 of season 1, you had the opportunity to meet him and one of our good buddies, Ride Out. This time he's back with a new partner in crime. He has a special group that they formed called Candy from Strangers, which is sort of a alternative pop group. They make some real vibey music, fun music, you know, good music, good nature music. Two really good people. We had the opportunity to speak about life during quarantine. How are we keeping ourselves sane? What kinds of things are we doing to make sure that we come out of quarantine in a better predicament, in a better position than when we went in, or as close to it as we can? They are both family people. So they spoke about, you know, maintaining creativity and knowing how to schedule and balance, you know, your actual dreams and your family life at the same time. I've been working on some beats and finishing up my album, so that'll be coming out soon. It's been an on and off process for me. I had a few days where I really wasn't feeling it. If you know me, I'm more of an upbeat, optimistic person. But I'd be lying if I didn't say that a couple of the days, you know, it kind of started to get to me staring at these white walls all day. So, but we getting there. We doing our thing. I'm excited for you guys to hear this episode. And thank you for rocking with me continuously and supporting. Hopefully you gain some knowledge out of this.
All right, Will. Welcome to the Industry Misfit. I'm happy to have you both here. True, you are the first repeat guest of the show.
Yeah. So,
parents, you're becoming a regular now. I really now you're with a new tag team member, Miss Danielle.
Hello.
Very happy to have you here.
Yeah.
So I want you guys to introduce yourselves a little bit. Let all the listeners know who you are, what you do.
Okay, cool. Ladies first.
I'm Danny, and this is True, and we are Candy from Strangers.
Yeah. So what is Candy from Strangers exactly? What do you guys do?
How would you categorize us? I guess I would say we're kind of like this eclectic blend of like synth wave kind of electronic with like, you know, pop and hip hop elements fused together. Wouldn't you say we're kind of
perfectly said?
Yeah.
How did you guys meet? How did you come about?
Man, it's actually been a couple years now.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was shooting a video, and she was one of the models that was on the set, and everybody was telling me all about her, and she was, like, really cool, and she was telling me how she was modeling and everything as well, too, and, you know, later on, found out that she sang as well, and we just kind of stayed in contact, you know, so how talented she was. And I always try to make it a point of, you know, if somebody's really talented and you got a good vibe, you should always stay in contact with them, you know, not to use the person or anything like that, but it's always good to, you know, bounce ideas off of creative minds as well too, you know.
For sure, that is definitely it. So I guess you kind of answered it. The genre of music that you guys kind of classify yourself as, like, I listen to it, it's like real vibey, real, like, it's like alternative,
but it feels
like 80s, because you guys kind of got the synth in it and everything like that. What kind of inspired that sound?
I'll say for me, like, you know, just being like an 80s baby and being around it, and it feels natural. You know, I've always been around a bunch of different genres, not as many probably as Danny has, because she's shown me a lot genre-wise, you know. But it's just like, this is kind of weird, you know, like how things go around, whatever. Like, I guess I'm getting to the point where I'm old enough where the 80s has come back around and it's cool again. But like, I'm doing everything that's me and what I grew up on, you know, from Run DMC to even listening to Wham records, you know? For me, you know?
So. Is this like your natural kind of like the kind of music that you grew up on, Danny? Like, I guess when you picture yourself as an artist, was this kind of like, you know, what you foresaw?
Oh, no, not at all. I didn't even foresee myself even being a singer, to be honest with you. I was always like painting and like acting and stuff. But like in terms of music that I listen to, I've always been really big into folk music and like indie music. So this isn't even like a genre that I really even, it just ended up working for us, don't you think? I mean, it made the most sense. It was like a fusion of elements that we all loved. I mean, I've always had like this big love of everything vintage and this like nostalgia for earlier eras. And I love 80s. You know, I mean, even in, and I'm obsessed with fashion that's that come back into play in the fashion world as well. And so it's just, it worked for us, I think. And we make music that I know, like, we're just like, oh, I like this. This is dope. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's what makes it dope as well too, because it's like, we're not trying to say like, yo, let's do it like this person. Let's do it like this person.
Yeah.
Just like, huh, let's create the sound and see what feels right. You know?
Yeah.
If it doesn't, keep moving. And if it does, we'll keep building on it.
True. You've become kind of like a chameleon over the years. Like, I've known you for a while now. I've seen you kind of go through like different kind of like styles of music. What kind of like keeps you reinventing yourself or even makes it easy for you to like transition so much?
I think it's becoming more and more like a confidence thing, because like, no lie, when I first started making music in hip hop, like, you had to be in a certain realm, you know? You couldn't add other elements. You know, if it was, you know, you got called corny or whatever, you know, you just couldn't do it, you know? So from going to that, from growing from just doing hip hop to touring with a rock band, you know, I learned so much. That was almost like college for me, because I learned so much more about music. Then I gained the confidence to start infusing that with other types of music. And then it was just like, you know what, if I can do that, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? You know, and then one day I was like, I can't really sing, but I'm going to sing a song. And that song landed in a movie. And I was like, if I can sing and land a song in a movie, why can't I do this? You know? So I think it just confidence over time, you know?
I think kind of like, you know, learning the music biz a little bit more over the years kind of like helped steer you towards like kind of like this lane. Because now I know you're doing, like you mentioned, sync licensing. You kind of like understanding more about like different avenues than just like a traditional buy my album type of deal, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's like, all of that just helps from creativity and just like, you learn everything business wise from dealing with different genres and stuff as well too. Because honestly, there was times, once again, when I was more into hip hop, there were managers and different labels and different things that were interested in working with me, but they were like, we're not working with a rapper, you know, which is crazy, you know? And like, that's just how the industry is. So you take your bumps and bruises and learn and you grow. But I think right now is an incredible time in the industry, because you can do you. You don't have to sign to a major anymore, you know? As long as you have the gift to be able to create. And like, now that I'm working with Danny and she knows how to do photography and art and she's dope with fashion. I mean, it's been times I'll call her and be like, yo, what you think I should put on, yo, for this picture?
I'll be like, yo,
I don't want to play myself. What you think about this? Like, I'll tell you, I am quick to go on Pinterest, screenshot some stuff, and send it to her. Like, man, I would totally do that.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, you know, being able to create, you know, and having your own lane. And like, you know, like recently, me and Danny, we just did a deal with a company called Symphonic Distribution. So we have our own distribution now. So we can say we own our own masters, and it's so much power in that. So anybody can come to us and say, hey, can we put your song in a TV show or movie? I don't have to ask anybody but Danny if it's cool.
Straight to source.
Yeah. Yeah. Get off of that, me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And who produced the record? It's a lot of power in that.
It is, very much so. What would you say your favorite... This is for you, Danny. What would you say that your favorite kind of like, I guess, form of art is, since you do so much? You do fashion, you paint and you do art and you do acting and you do music. What would you say is like your favorite, like I guess, area of entertainment?
I don't feel like it's anything that I can really pick. I feel like it's like I'm a mother and I've got like three kids. You know, it's like singing, music, acting, painting. And it's like you can't possibly love one more than the other. It's like they're all just so different and unique in their own ways. And they bring you just these, they each have their own dimension of like joy and happiness that they bring you and peace. And so I can't really even kind of like single one out. Like as far as, I mean, I've been painting the longest. You know, I've been drawing and painting and doing art since I was a, you know, 5, 6, 7. I've always been that kid. But so that's home for me. Music is newer, but music was like a whole undiscovered passion that I never even tapped into. I didn't even, you know, like I started out songwriting. Really, I just started out journaling, like just songs in my journal. In my 20s. And then I just went on Craigslist one day and like tried to look for anybody who was looking for songwriters. Mm-hmm. And then I picked up like one or two artists that would like send me stuff to write, like tracks and stuff. And then I talked to Jay and I told him what I was doing. And he was like, hey, can you sing? And I was like, oh, I don't think so. So I was like, we'll see how this goes. Mm-hmm. Like pretty much just been winging it ever since, right? But it's pretty dope. Yeah.
Have you found music to be kind of like another form of like a canvas to paint on? Is it like comparable to like, you know, creating like art on like an easel?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the exact same, you know what I mean? In terms of gratification, in terms of like vulnerability. Yeah.
So how have you guys, been kind of like managing getting through this whole quarantine situation with kind of being locked down and tied down in the house? How have you guys been keeping busy?
And I've been writing like crazy. I've been trying to do cardio, but like right now I'm probably like, hey, because like my knee.
He's always complaining about working out. Like it's always.
You know, like, I'm getting old. I need to work out, lose 10 pounds.
Like, everyone's dad.
Like, the other person that's in this group is a model. You got to get the gym so you can keep up with the model, you know?
Barely. Just get by.
It's got to look good.
Yeah. So, but like, I've been doing like a ton more cardio than I have before. I've had my first Pilates class. I've been using that Chris Hemsworth app called Center.
Have you used that?
I do.
Like it?
It's good. It's really good. I've been doing a lot of HIIT classes. I tried Pilates for like the first 2 or 3 times. And like, you know, that's why I'm kind of like laying on the floor right now. But I mean, it's a good hurt though, you know? So, and like I've been doing more running. Been doing like a lot more burpees and stuff as well too. So.
Dude.
Okay. That's a real burner right there. Those burpees.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's real cardio.
I'm not gonna front. I had a moment, man. I did burpees and then I just stopped and I just kinda like started laying my head to the sky. Like, you know what? I might just have to stay here for a while.
Have you been able to keep up with your workouts and kinda like keep your eating habits and things like that in check?
Oh yeah, totally. I work out more now that this is going on because I just need to get out. Like I used to run like 3 miles. I started doing 2 miles a day, then I went to 3, but recently I've been doing 6 because I just need to get outside. Like I need to stay. I bought a hydration pack. Like I'm prepared. like I'm super prepared and I'm just like, I did 2 yesterday, so I felt like a loser. But like, you know, I'm more active, I would say, than I was before.
I've definitely been logging my miles. I think I got like 47, 48 miles so far this month.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Well, I'm trying to, I mean, because I usually kind of mix it up between that and like weights. And yeah. I go to the gym now, so it's like I just spend all my money, all my time on cardio.
Yeah.
My dumbbells, so I'm just going ahead and go work and trim down as much as I can, I guess, in the meantime.
Well, that's smart.
What size of dumbbells are you using?
Probably like 25, 30. I usually don't go too heavy. I like to kind of like do reps and kind of like just be toned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's smart, you know? I mean, you do the long distance running builds your long muscles, and then short muscles are like the heavy weights and stuff like that. So you'll get like a nice amount of definition.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can bulk up with heavier weights, you know?
Right, yeah. So it's been working. I seen the effects this today. I looked in the mirror. I was like, oh, wait, I could see the miles starting to like, you know? So that was
like, oh. Cool.
Yeah, definitely. I might have to keep this up. Have you guys been watching any shows, or have you discovered any kind of like new mediums or anything that you hadn't really had time to get to? Any books?
Yeah, I've been reading a ton, man. As a matter of fact, you say Medium is this app called Medium. I'm on it like all the time reading. As far as TV shows or anything, I got this show I've been hooked on, man. It's called Married at First Sight. That's like the show that I watch with the missus or whatever. That's been like my crazy TV. But just watched a really great movie the other day called Molly's Game. Fantastic. That is a really good movie.
What network or streaming service is that on?
So on Netflix. If you get a chance, you should watch it as soon as possible because it's also a true story. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that was really good. But other than that, man, I've been just trying to – I'm going to start taking classes with Ski, learning how to do Ableton and a push two, and just started singing lessons today as well. Well, today will be my second singing. So.
Really?
Yeah. I tell you, I'm trying not to half step when we on stage. So you know, I feel like this, man. I feel like after all this is over, like, you know, you know, I think some people are looking at this as like, when it's over, I'm going to start building. But I'm like, no, I'm trying to build something special right now.
You got
to
figure out what you're going to build now. You know what I mean? Like, you got to start working towards it, researching it, and all of that type of stuff, man, for sure. How about you, Danny? Any shows or books that's been getting you through?
Books-wise, there's an awesome book called The Culture Code that I was reading. I was reading it when I was in Tennessee for a shoot, and then I got it on Audible. So I'm ordering it off Amazon because I like, there's something about having it in my hand that I love. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading Crystallizing Public Opinion by Bernays. But then show wise, I just finished season 3 of Ozarks. Do you watch Ozarks?
I do watch.
Are you in season 3?
Yeah, I finished it. Yeah.
I'm
about to start it soon. I haven't finished it.
Dude, you got it. Season 3 was insane. And then Grey's Anatomy. I'm obsessed with Grey's Anatomy. My daughter and I, that's like our TV show. So we're on like season 6 right now. Mm-hmm. And we've got 10 more seasons to go. But we are like legit upset. Like I have at Grey's Anatomy dreams. Like almost every night I have a dream that I'm like either dating Dr. McSteamy or something like that. It's so like... It's an obsession. Like, it's a legit obsession.
There's a lot of seasons of Grey's Anatomy, too. Grey's Anatomy now since I was a kid, I feel like. It's so long. I feel like it's got to be at least 15, 20 seasons of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it's on season 16. I think this might be the last one, though.
Oh, okay. They ending it off?
I think that's what I heard. I hope not, but...
Have you you mentioned the Ableton, so you about to start Beats True?
Yeah. I am looking at it more for like our live shows.
Oh, okay.
And as well too. But like, it's funny because like every producer I know, when I tell them like, oh, I got Ableton in the push two now, they're like, all right, when are you gonna start making beats? And like, it has something that has not been a passion of mine, but you never know. You start on, so I'm not gonna go into it, like I'm not gonna make beats, I'll see what happens, but the main goal out of it is for our live shows, you know.
Okay.
I want to do something live on stage, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you picked up any new hobbies, Danny, during this time?
Any additional hobbies?
Yeah, like is it anything that you, or either something that you kind of were putting to the side for a while and you kind of like start taking it a little more serious because you had time?
I've started doing more art. Like, I push the art to the side for a lot of the time, like when I'm doing like the acting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't have time for it. But this has really allowed me to kind of reconnect with myself as an artist. Like, I bought some watercolors and stuff, and I'm like doing some projects and like submitting some proposals. I just submitted a proposal today for like some company, and so that's really nice. It's always nice when I have time to kind of decompress and paint, because mm-hmm. I don't get a lot of time to do that.
Yeah, that's really time consuming. It's fun, but it's like you really have to have time set aside for that. I've been making beats. Now I had all the equipment already, but I kind of just it's too busy ripping and running, so I've been mm-hmm. with my situation together. True, so I might have some for y'all.
Oh,
snap!
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead. Cook up. I'm ready for it, man.
Definitely. I think you froze. True. Hold on. Let me see.
He didn't freeze on mine.
He didn't.
No.
All right.
Well, bobbing your head like.
Okay. Maybe we'll keep.
I got going. Excited. I heard beats and got excited.
Okay, yeah, nah, there you go. You back now. But yeah, I've been doing that. I was just trying to figure out something that I could really lock in on. Like, you know, I already got scripts already written that we're trying to get made. So I was like, I don't feel like writing another movie or another whole TV show, and then already trying to get the ones I got made. So I was like, let me find something that I could kind of like put my foot on the ground and actually run with. Yeah. So I started taking more beats, and I started making more, and I started taking design class for like coding and creating like mobile apps.
Yeah.
I'm in the prerequisite one right now, which is the computer science, and that's a 12-week course. After that,
oh, sweet.
Yeah, the next one is a 13-week course. And after you finish that one, like during that process, like at the end, you actually have an app that you build like during the class. So at the end of that class, I'll have like an app that I can actually like put on the marketplace. So,
oh my God, that's amazing.
So like a 6-month process. So I started it like yesterday. So we'll see how it goes, man. It's like rushing. I'm going to be honest. Like, man, like, I don't know if my brain works like this, but we're going to definitely try it, and hopefully it works out.
Way to use your time wisely.
Man, I try, man. I can't sit around defeated.
I'm sorry, give me 2 seconds. I got to.
Okay. Yeah, I can't sit around defeated, man, you know? Like, I got to figure out something.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally. I'm the same way, like. I look at all of this right now, and I tell everybody that I know, man, that's listening, like a musician, whatever. Like, I was like, this could be like the new renaissance. All this is over with.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of art, creativity that just flourishes right after this.
Yeah.
Life will be completely different than from the way we've ever known. You know?
It is. That's why I've been wanting to do an app for a while. I was going to actually just pay somebody to do it, but I saw the class and I said, I got so much downtime. I might as well do it now just in case I want different types of apps or I want different.
Yeah. So, why not?
And with this, it kind of, with the physical business, like I own a recording studio here in Hollywood, Danny, and like we had to kind of like shut that down. Basically, we've been doing like a lot of stuff, like digitally, like people sending us their records, getting them mixed and stuff like that. But in terms of actually booking clients, we kind of that slowed down basically all the way right now. So it kind of made me think about like digitally, business wise, I need to, you know, get some more depth with like digital business and online internet type of deal. And the physical stuff can get shut down. Like all the internet is still flourishing. All my subscription services still charging me. I just got charged by Tidal like 2 days ago. Yesterday, Disney Plus charged me. So, you know, that kind of stuff is still live and well. So it kind of was a wake up call in terms of like, get your online footprint, you know, mm-hmm. going the way that you need to get it going. What has been like the biggest positive of quarantine to you guys? sit and you reflect and you think about it, like what has been the biggest positive that you can take away?
For me, I've definitely been able to execute more ideas. And like, just like you, I've had script ideas. I've been able to start, you know, I've thought about, but now I can work on it. I have an invention that I've actually been thinking on for a long time, and I've been kind of starting to script that out. And then, like, as far as songs, man, I've just been writing song after song after song. That's why it's funny, like, sometimes I'll text Danny and apologize, but like, yo, I'm sorry, got another idea. I'm sorry, got another idea, you know, but it's just like, I love music, you know? And like, I'm kind of like one of those old school musicians in that way. Like, I'm the type, man, because, like, wherever, you know, like, I would rather pack up, fly out to someplace like LA, go up in the Hollywood Hills for like a week or so, my notebooks, and just sit and write, drink my coffee with my Jameson, and just stare off into the wilderness, you know?
We were going to do that this month.
Yeah.
Right?
This month, yeah. But I've been reading a lot as well, too, man, and they're saying, like, now, the music industry, you should have the 20-80 rule. 20% of your money goes to your music, 80% goes to your promo, which honestly breaks my heart, you know? Because I could probably spend, if I had it, thousands on music or whatever, but I had to reevaluate that as well, too, you know?
It's about
a lot of reevaluation.
The marketplace is so crowded. It's about being seen and about being present more than it is, you know? And it's a lot cheaper to make music nowadays, too, because you got all of the programs and all of, you don't have to book out a $1 million studio, you know, for 2 weeks to make an album. You can record home, or you can find a local studio that got, like, you know, artist friendly prices, like we try to keep, you know. So that's definitely a positive. How about you, Danny? What's the most positive thing, I guess, that you can take away from quarantine?
Well, probably that I've got a lot less pressure to, like, travel and go out of town and, you know, constantly audition and constantly do this and this and that, because, like, I work on everything. So, like, I have, like, so many, you know what I mean? Like, music is like one of my, it's like, I love it. So I'm always doing that with you. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't matter the month or the day or anything. But in terms of like things that take me away from my daughter and like my family, music isn't that so far, you know what I mean? Because we record like remotely a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. It's like the acting and stuff that pulls me away. And so with all the COVID shit going on and like the production companies all shut down, like I've got more time to be at home and like spend with my family. And my daughter, like she just did like paintings the other day. Like we never get time to do that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? And, so like, we've been spending a lot more time together, a lot more movie nights, more crafts, more just like hanging out all day. And that's been my favorite part.
Oh, that's wonderful. Family time, like a positive that I've seen a lot of people speaking on, just being able to sit down. Well, negative too, I guess, if you don't really get along with your family. But for the most part, I've seen a lot of people talking about just being able to spend time with your family. Reevaluate, because we all kind of move fast. You know, everything is fast paced for sure.
Cooking. Are you guys cooking? I cook a lot. I've been cooking a lot more too.
That is a big positive.
Yeah.
Definitely shown me that my grocery game is horrible. Like, I've had to look at myself in the mirror and like, eat up.
Yeah, for sure. That's a big plus. I don't think since we've been quarantined, I don't think I've had fast food since we've been quarantined.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's a huge plus, because like I'm kind of nervous to get fast food right now, because I feel like it got to be some one of you going to catch a contaminated restaurant at some point right now.
I'm in a Starbucks like every day. I can't even help that shit. It's an addiction.
I think I would have been to Starbucks by now if I was open. Because I go sometime, like, you know, and do like stuff, go in there and write and sit for a couple hours to kind of free up. But since it's just like the drive through, then I just go in the kitchen and make me something. I got like the little with the tops on them though, so it make me feel like I'm in a cafe. So that's good. But one thing I wanted to ask y'all is y'all both kind of got families. So in terms of like artistically with making music and balancing your career, what tips would you give somebody who's trying to like fight through that and kind of like, you know, manage everything?
It's just, you have your schedule. You have to be able to schedule, you know, because, you know, family is always going to get my time, especially like my little girl, you know? So I just make sure that there's a schedule, everything. And the more you're scheduled out, the better off.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, from that goes for working out, family time, time to create. And I know as a creative, sometimes that's the worst thing, like, oh, how am I supposed to create on a schedule? Once you get used to things, that'll help. So that's my biggest advice.
That's awesome. Scheduling is big.
Yeah.
How about you, Danny? Scheduling, same thing?
Yeah, definitely scheduling. I just feel like if you like really want to do something, then like you make time for that. You know what I mean? Like you figure it out.
That's very
and, like, you just get it done. That's, you know what I mean? Like it, you like everybody, it's like dating, you know, where it's like you've got a lot of women, like they've got the men that, why does he call me? He doesn't call me as much as I want. I'm like, and my whole thing is always like, you know what, boo? Like, if he wants you, he will make time for you, like point blank. You know what I mean? Like, the men who don't make time for you are not the men that you need to waste your time with. And the same goes with like creativity and projects like that. Like you make time for that. You know what I mean? And you figure it out. And that's that.
It's what you prioritize.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Wow. So how long do you think you guys think we're going to be on this whole quarantine situation? Any predictions?
The recent news report said Trump was like looking to approve like soft openings as of May 1st. But I feel like all the governor, but he's leaving most of the authority up to the states.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just depends on like how the governors, individual governors feel. You know what I mean? Like, is your governor like on the conservative side, or, you know, has your state been impacted significantly, or are you like Nebraska and you've got like, you know, like 1,000 cases or something like that, and you guys have barely been impacted, or like West Virginia, you know?
Right.
But they were saying that May 1st for like soft openings, and then probably September, like August or September is like a realistic. Yeah.
So basically the summer is going to be a soft summer.
Yeah. From what I read, I don't know.
I think it's going to be like kind of crazy and still like.
He works for you. You know more than anyone else.
I was going to say, True might have an inside.
Yeah. Give us your inside information.
No comments, please.
Y'all are all the same.
But tell us the truth. That's what we gotta get.
True.
No, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, my job and my 9-to-5 where I work, I don't know, I think it's like June, but I don't know, man. I kind of feel like things might not be normal until January, to be honest.
Okay.
I really don't. But like, I just read a report yesterday from Harvard that said we should keep social distancing until like 2022.
I read that one too. I saw that too.
So when 2022?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, what?
Yeah, that's what they're saying from Harvard, whatever. And if you think about it as well too, like, you know, you're out there in Cali, and like me and Danny, we're in and out of New York all the time. And these are places where people come to from all over the world. And mm-hmm. I have a feeling, man, like, even after the curve like does come down, like once everybody starts coming together again, it's gonna open wide up again. I really think it'll be a part two after that happens, you know?
Yeah.
Or either people gonna be so scared to come out when they finally do come out. So I don't know, you know.
Maybe which they're not gonna do this either because the airline's been struggling, I guess. I feel like they should have had money in reserve by now. It's been a long time where they've been flourishing, so they should have had money, you know, saved up where for another crisis. But
I don't fucking feel bad for the corporation, not even a little bit.
Hey, come on, man.
They got a better bailout than Everyday Citizens, and I don't feel bad for them even before the bailout. So
it's ridiculous. I'm thinking that maybe like a I don't want to say a travel ban, but less travel. You know what I mean? Like in and out, doing things like that. I think that should kind of like come back slowly. Like I think movement and kind of mixing around is kind of like what stirred things up in the first place. So I think that that maybe should come back a little slower. But I doubt if they really do it because they salivating to get that back going. So
I know. Jay, did you read how they had the three stages? Like they've got the stage one, stage two, and stage three?
Yeah.
The different levels of
like opening of like commerce and travel. Oh. Like if a state passes stage one and there's no like insane reoccurrence, then they move on to stage two. Oh. And then stage three is eventually like going back to normal.
It's gonna be interesting, man, because I'm always reading and looking at things online, and I hear some people are trying to figure out if they can test people before they come back to work and how they, you know, can do this and how they can do that. And I'm like, man, this is about to be insane.
But I know.
Some people are like, okay, well, maybe let's open up the younger people first who aren't part of the people that have the symptoms or don't have any underlying symptoms or anything, you know? Things like that. Like, let's let them go back to work first and like, let's maybe scatter it back that way. So many different viewpoints and opinions, man. I think we're in for the long haul. You know,
have you been feeding into any of these conspiracies and all of these different things that's popping up?
The 5G coronavirus.
And you know what? Okay.
And all 5G of that
thing is kind of crazy to me, man, because like if there was something with 5G, wouldn't that be like more cancer than people getting sick?
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, it's like, come on, man. Like, let's think about this. And the funniest thing I saw, I don't know, people probably see this and get mad. A friend of mine got online and he was like, man, I've been gaining weight since I've been at home. I think it's the 5G. And I'm just like, yeah, you know. And I was like,
it's your willpower.
That sums it up, you know.
5 months.
I don't know. What do you guys think? What are your thoughts? I think the 5G one is just kind of wild.
Yeah, like you said, I think radiation is more cancer than it is virus. You know what I mean? And I don't subscribe to none of the like New World Order and all of this type of stuff that's going on. You know, I just think, you know, we were kind of due for this. We haven't had this like a worldwide. When we had those little like bird flu or West Nile virus and stuff that never really affected anything. But I think we were kind of due for something new. I am fishy about like where it came from, though. You know, I don't know like where this came from, because it kind of like just heated up. I honestly felt like I got sick in like January and I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was a regular flu. Like, that's how I feel, because I really don't get sick, and I got sick like out of the blue, and I was like, well, I wasn't doing nothing crazy, you know. And then I was sick for like a week, and I was like,
oh,
this,
wow.
Yeah, I was like, this is just like a little more sick than I usually get. Like, I didn't feel like I was dying, but I really was like going to bed at like 8 o'clock at night. Like, that, you know, so I don't know. I kind of feel like it been around us and we really didn't know, you know?
Yeah, I had that in December. Same thing happened to me in December.
Right. Like, I feel like
a little extra, like way more than you normally get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like going to sleep early. It lasted longer than I thought. So I always wonder, I'm like, that was that, you know?
I had more mucus than normal. Like, I had to take like Mucinex and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really get this. I don't normally have this problem.
Yeah.
So I think we might have been exposed to it, some of us already, and we just didn't really know what it was, to be honest with you. So I'm not sure if it might be like chicken pox or something where you get it. And it was at first a lot of people that they were saying, like, if your immune system or you already had a problem is when it could complicate and cause death. But recently I've been hearing like younger people getting sick, and I don't know. So I don't know what the update is in terms of that. Have y'all heard like anything in terms of like the kind of people it's getting, or is it like more like why it's more severe for some people than it is others?
No, I've been hearing like what you said too about some of the young people, but I know when I went for my physical before all this stuff started happening, my doctor was saying she's starting to see a lot of younger people come into the doctor's office, anyway, her office anyway, because of how they're eating, because they're eating so much fast food to their body that it has we haven't seen in generations before. So just thinking about it, I'm like, maybe that could be something, you know? She's like, she's seeing them come in with like different diseases and stuff that you would have normally seen like somebody 40, 50, 60 come in because they're living off of fast food, you know? So that maybe could, I don't know, you know, lead something
to life. You know? Because the world as a whole, I feel like the country is getting more health conscious. But I think maybe, I guess you, it's, but it might be the cost of living, man. Like everybody was on go all the time. Like always trying to make sure that you keep money in your pocket, you know? And I think that could cause like poor eating habits. Cause I know some days I'm on the go and I'm like, damn, I wanted to cook today, but I might as well just grab, you know, I gotta grab something or else I'm just not gonna eat all day, you know? So yeah, that's definitely something to think about. So in terms of like, Candy from Strangers, like what can we expect from you guys? What's the next goal for you guys in terms of like artistically? What kind of projects are we getting, things of such?
Well, we are releasing a single on May 6th called Flex On Them. Danny, she's rhyming and she's killing it too, man. Like, she surprises me, man. Like, you know, sometimes I'll send something and I'm expecting her to sing and I'm like, oh, she's rhyming. So we got that record coming out. And then after that, a song we've been working on for a while called Game Show.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
Yeah, I heard the beat. Was it a beat or was it early recording when you was here, when you played last time?
Super early recording concept idea of it, man. I'm proud of like the, I'm always, like she said, the songs are like my babies as well, too. Concept behind it, you know, like was able to write the hook and she just took it and ran with it with her verse and everything. And Game Show was pretty much like being in a relationship and just feeling like it's a game show. And she took it and ran with it, you know?
I'm sure it's going to be awesome. I know the beat. I remember the beat and the concept for everything. So I'm sure that's going to be awesome. I really love Electric too, man. Like I got.
Oh, yeah. Electric's dope too.
Electric is my jam, man. I might have to get on that remix, true.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. I'm always down. Down for remixes and everything, man. But yeah, Candy from Strangers. This is like it's just us constantly creating right now. And like, you know, me, I go back and forth, like, oh, should it be an EP? Should it be a single or whatever? But like right now, this whole COVID thing has definitely kind of got me, you know, back and forth because I want to be able to go out and support a song and like do it live. You can't do that right now, you know? And like, I'm sure you can hop on and do live stream. Like, I don't know, I kind of want to see, I'm a geek when it comes to stuff like this. I want to see the data, you know? Like, how many live streams can I really do to like really bring and check it out? And like, I don't want it to just be like a quick influx, you know? I want people to enjoy the songs and everything.
And the visual, aspect of the song. Like, it's a little difficult right now to shoot videos for your music. So that's something that you got to kind of keep in mind. But I think, I don't know, man, hopefully by the summer, I hope that we'll be at least in like mid swing, you know, towards, you know, getting back to normal. I don't think it's going to be normal for a while, like how it was in January. But I feel like we're going to start getting like a little momentum building towards, you know, getting normal, people could go back to work a little bit, start making money. People could kind of do things a little more cautiously, but just a little more. I hope so, man, because I definitely had to rearrange a lot of my plans that I had for the summer, you know. So,
I had to cancel a vacation on myself. So.
Anything you want to leave the people off with? Anything you want to say, promote? Man, open the floor up to you guys.
Follow us on Spotify. Make a playlist.
For sure.
What's our Spotify URL? I don't even know.
All right. Like, well, we're everywhere. Candy from Strangers on Spotify. Follow us on Pandora. Follow us on Amazon Music. Wherever you listen to music, radio airplay, Candy from Strangers. Check us out.
Give it a chance. Shout out your personal Instagram handles.
Oh, okay. I'll let her go first. We probably got six Instagrams apiece. So.
I know. I was like, which one? You can follow me on Oh My God, It's Me, Danny. It's OMGITZMEDANNI.
Yep, and mine is Clocked Out Records. Just how it sounds, and I use that as like my independent label and kind of like my personal one as well too. Also have I Heart Candy from Strangers, and I got another one, I Never Dies.
Oh, what's the inspiration behind Clocked Out Records? The name?
Yeah, Clocked Out Records is pretty much like so I write for several different genres, as you know, and a lot of times, unfortunately, you can't incorporate all of those genres to the same project. Mm-hmm. I have several different bands where I do those different genres. It's crazy. Like somebody will call me and be like, hey, you know, we want to go ahead and get this band's, you know, music into our TV show or whatever. But it's like, that's still me, you know? So, but it's, people don't even understand that. So I'm just like, all right, you want this band's music, fine. But so I just write under that name and just really, whatever, the check still gets cut to James Crockett. So.
Yeah. So is that your daughter in the beginning of the song?
Saying, yeah, he's from Strangers.
It was funny because, like, I didn't want her to think Candy from Strangers was cool. So I actually had her say,
oh, man.
Don't eat candy from strangers. And I cut out, don't
you
eat.
You cut part. It out? No, that was. Yeah. That was
that's genius.
So whenever she thinks she ever sees a microphone, she'll pick it up and be like, don't eat candy from strangers. You know?
Well, yeah, man, I definitely want to thank y'all for coming through, you know, sharing this with everybody. Hopefully this kind of content gets everybody through the quarantine. Give somebody, you know, kind of upbeat. I like to have an upbeat podcast that really kind of like give people hope and inspiration. So I appreciate y'all for coming through today. So I can't wait to see y'all hopefully in mid swing summer sometime. So some music. Y'all definitely got a home at my studio, so y'all don't got to worry about, you know, big time prices and nothing like that. So I'll come out here.